Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And if you're watching the video, it looks like we have a special guest on here. We got a Beer Buddies plushie sitting here at the table with us.
I love it. He's got the little clock.
He's all the holding his own.
Oh shit!
Little tiny beer.
I didn't even see that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah. Did a little. Got a little test made of what it could look like. I feel like he's pretty big.
Yeah. Would that be something? That's not something a dog would play with, right? If it squeaks, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's a little too big for a dog.
Yeah.
Beer Buddy's toy. This is one you curl up with in bed.
I did not expect that.
You need like a big one, like one of the body pillows.
I think beer that buddies. Would be fucking hilarious.
That'd be a tall boy body pillow beer buddy.
I'd be an
But yeah, so that's sitting at the table with us if you're watching the video. If not, I don't know, go look at the video. You don't have to watch it, but see what's at the table if you're just an audio listener. But we are drinking, as we usually do on the show. And I've reached back in the fridge and grabbed this hazy pitch that Nick and I got a while ago from Revolution.
It's holding up, man. This is the City Series. So I believe that's Fist City and Hazy Pitch.
And I didn't get into this because it sat in the fridge because Nick kind of was like, it's not all that.
It's fine, right? Like, I didn't get excited about it. Yeah. I thought it was too fruity. You know, I don't really like little fruity-ass pale ales. But all those fruity hops just kind of dialed back now. Now it's easy drinking. Now I like it.
Yeah, it's 5%. These were canned in December. It's 5% hazy pale ale, it says. So maybe some of those hops kind of mellowed out a little bit, but it's pretty refreshing and kind of nice.
Yeah, I'm surprised it works like 6 months after we got it.
Mm-hmm.
So that says a lot about beer integrity right there, bud.
And this was brewed for the Chicago Fire.
Yeah, they are the official craft brewery of the Chicago Fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had this at the brewery and we kind of skipped this and went with some, or not, they had this at the game and we kind of skipped it and went with some other beers. So
really? At the Fire game?
Yeah. They had Daisy Cutter. They had Modelo. No, they had Liney.
Liney's got a lager.
So we didn't skip this because I hadn't tried it yet and I didn't want to get it at the stadium, not enjoy it, and then be disappointed. But so now I've had it, and now I know what I'm getting into, and I can attest it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, you know, Chicago White Sox used to have an official craft beer. Now their official craft beer is Linacool.
But the Sox Golden Ale, well, technically wasn't a craft beer, but that was damn good.
I mean, and a fantastic can art, too.
Do we know if Goose is going to come out with that as just a Golden Ale offering?
I think they might just reassign it to the Blackhawks, the same beer.
Is that what you heard or what you think?
No, I saw a logo. I saw artwork for a Goose Blackhawks beer. So what if it's like the exact same, you know what I'm saying?
Mm, okay.
Well, it might as well just be the exact same beer.
I guess. They're like, we already have all this.
Just, we know what this
tastes like.
Can
we put a sticker on the cans that are already made?
That's funny.
Okay, that could be cool. But yeah, we're going to sip on this 5% Hazy Pale Ale. Talk about some of the things we hit up this past week. Nick, what'd you get after?
Man, cheers to Dude Division Fest. Okay. Goose Island was there. Not much to report there. Walked through once with a 312 Shandy. And then left. It was too many people for me. That's not my scene. Okay. I did go in the Perch. I wanted to enjoy some time at the Perch. The
possible only Finch location, you know, to exist now.
The legendary Finch Beer Company. Yeah. They were fucking packed, though. It's weird because there was a spot next door called, man, I'm going to butcher the name. Something about Sea and Vine. It's an Italian joint. Mm. Olive and Vine, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, it's next door to Finch, but Finch is completely packed. And this place, I don't know if it's like an expensive nighttime joint or whatever, but it was open and it was not packed. In fact, it was quite empty.
Damn.
That was... And it was on and cracking at Finch. I was kind of surprised by that, the dynamic, you know.
Okay. People just want to drink and get after it.
You know, they want that taco cat. All the taco cat. Yeah. But the Finch is a gorgeous space, though. I can't lie. It's like, you know.
The Perch.
The Finch. You know. Big vaulted ceilings, lots of sunlight, you know, very decorative, you know, things coming from the ceiling. It looks cool. Yeah. You know, you stand at the front door and you look across the floor, you're like, man, this is a good looking spot, you know.
So, totally.
Not even mad at them. So. Oh, but I did not drink there, Brad.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just admired the space.
Yeah. So I just wanted to shout them out since it is a brewery.
Okay.
But a place I did drink at this week is Chicago's newest brewery. On the deep north side, Rogers Park, at Howard Street Brewing.
Howard Street Brewing, okay.
Yeah.
And how was it? So this is basically another, it's not technically Evanston, but it's in that same, like, ring.
Across the street is Evanston.
Yeah.
You're on this side of, you're on south side of the street, you're Howard Park, Rogers Park, and you're on the same street, you walk across the street, and now you're in Evanston.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that's how Peckish Pig is. Peckish Pig is on Howard, just maybe, like, I don't know, four blocks down. And it's just across the street from the city, so.
And Peckish Pig's still brewing their own beer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that all that, but.
I think what we said to, because they did a collab with Peckish Pig, and I think what we said to them was like, I feel like beer is third fiddle over there behind the cocktails and the food, you know. And they got this killer patio, too, so it might be fourth fiddle.
Peckish Pig,
yeah. Where Howard Street is just kind of a no-frills, like straight-up beer bar.
Okay.
You know, they got a one-barrel system, which is... No, it's not something to hear about. One barrel system.
That's like a pot, like a chili pot.
Exactly. It's like, you know, it's no taller than, you know, the fucking, the what do you call it? The 4x4 in Brad's office.
Well, a keg is a half barrel, so.
Oh, shit. So they're cranking out two kegs at a time.
Right.
So they got a barrel system and then 8 one-barrel fermenters. This is the funniest shit. Yeah.
It wasn't, man. When we talked to Spiteful, were they on, was the old system a 3-barrel?
Yeah, because they were in a space that was, I remember.
Or was it only 1-barrel?
Jessica Murphy was saying how their space was only like, you know, less than 600 feet. Yeah. It was smaller than like an efficiency apartment, their original space.
And it was a 3-barrel, not 1-barrel.
One just seems really small, right?
One is, it doesn't seem, it is small. I don't think you can get smaller, unless then you're homebrewing. Right?
Exactly. So they're working the fuck out of this one barrel system because they got 8 beers on draft.
You'd have to. Right? Like, if anyone comes and drinks your beer, you're like gone. That's 2 kegs.
That's true. Yeah, when you put it in those terms, right? Like, you know, it's not a big deal to blow a keg of beer, right? Like, as far as like in pints.
Party, like, you could have a house party and kill a keg.
Yeah.
That's just. You. So if anyone else came over, you're going through 2 kegs, and then that's not very much beer.
Pints in a keg. I always forget how many pints are in a keg.
It's like 60. Is it 64?
Well, half barrel, 15 gallons. You get 124 pints.
Okay.
So that's a half barrel.
64 and a, no, it's 32 and a 6. I forget the math.
Yeah. So if you got a full barrel of beer, would get you, if the math is right, 248 pints.
Right. So you probably say maybe 220 because you're going to have some lost beer.
You got about 220 pints out of this barrel. Yeah. How much beer do you need, really, if you're Howard Street Brewery? How much beer do you need?
I don't know. Was it all great? Did you drink it all?
I'm telling you, man. I had a...
you know, you, like a group of your friends, if like... You did like one of those party buses.
Yes.
You could roll up there and literally drink them out of beer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they could be out. They'd be like, ah, sorry, we're closed.
Oh, man. be funny. It'd be like a taqueria that just like literally ran out of tacos.
Like, let's see if we can do this. How big is the space?
It's not very big.
Okay.
I can't put it in square footage. I think the guys were saying, it's funny because one of his guys who was serving is a buddy of his that has like two local podcasts. He interviews local guys about just a whole myriad of stuff. And then this guy, and they both said like, yo, when we walked in here, we thought there's no way we could pull this off because the place is so small.
Okay.
You know, so I want to say less than 20 seats, right? And the bar takes up the majority of the room, and it's just pretty much steel and concrete and bright wood situation.
Okay.
So it's like very kind of minimalist, clean joint, you know. I had a ginger wit that was really good. I had a mango sour IPA,
right,
which was pretty good. I didn't like the Vienna lager. It was too sweet for me. You know, the Vienna malts are sweeter anyway in a lager.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just don't like Vienna lagers. Why don't I just start there, you know? What else? There's a porter that I liked. I tell you, man, pretty much everything I had, you know, I kind of liked. So I was impressed.
Did it feel like, I don't want to say like, did it feel like it was better than homebrew? But, you know, it's not homebrew, but right. I feel like that small of a system and being that new of a brewery.
I thought the same thing, you know, because like you said, we go to some places and you can kind of feel the newness in like the, you know, in their processes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't feel like they've been brewing for a long time or something. I didn't get that feeling at all here.
Okay.
I thought the beers were, you know, well carbonated and really good, you know. And I'm like, what do you put ginger? How do you do this ginger wheat thing? You know, you're using like a extract or real ginger. He's like, yeah, man, we just rip up a shitload of ginger and throw it in this wheat.
That's cool.
And that was my favorite one. Kind of tastes like a little ginger hard candy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought it was great. So this guy was saying that he hung out with Pete Crowley and Mike Jimmy. He shouted them out as far as like, you know, hey, you know, just friends of his. And he got to watch the whole Haymarket thing take off. And,
cool. You
know, he was kind of inspired by that. And, you know, I was giving him shit because this is a guy who's the owner and the brewer, you know. And he was just like, I'm like, I've been hearing about this project because, you know, we live in Rogers Park. I've been hearing about this project for a year.
Okay.
But he was like, yeah, man, but it took 3 months to get a meeting with the Department of Buildings during COVID to get the contract and shit.
Oh, okay.
You know, to get the approval for, you know, zoning or whatever they do. And then, you know, there were some issues with rebuilding the place. So, you know, the architect took longer than expected. Before you know it, you know, you're at a year delay.
Right.
You know? Okay. Yeah. Howard Street is interesting, man, because this place is just like a few doors down from the Howard Street Red Line. But this building, the Howard Theater building, so it's like a real theater that back in its day held 2,000 people. So that's kind of like House of Blues numbers, right?
Really?
Like, that's a pretty big, like House of Blues holds like 3,000 people.
Okay.
So 2,000 people for like a movie theater is actually pretty big. But now it's all like businesses. Like I think there's like a beauty shop in the theater part. There's an actual small theater, you know.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, what do you call it? Like a theater company that does like Shakespeare plays and shit. Like that kind of theater.
Hmm.
And then there's a coffee shop. So this guy bought the building and really wanted some cool shops in there. So that when you go to the bathroom, the Factory Theater, which is the play company, Howard Street Brewing, and the coffee shop all kind of share a corridor and they share a bunch of bathrooms together.
Bathroom kind
of
thing, okay.
Yeah. So the guy that owns the building rents to all of them. And he was like, yeah, even during COVID, he wanted us to get off the ground, so he didn't even really sweat us about rent because he knew we weren't open. You know, he worked with us because he really wanted to see us win and get in here and build.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so nice enough. That was a good takeaway.
Man, okay. I feel like when you took this picture, for some reason I thought we were talking about you going somewhere on the south side, and I was like, oh, I thought this was like way out there.
Way out south?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's way up north.
It's way the other way, so, right? So, what's that? Howard is 7600 north.
Okay.
Pretty, well, shit, it's the edge of the city. It's the northernmost brewery in the city.
Yeah. Damn. Okay.
It's funny because we would say, living in Rogers Park, from Half Acre and Spiteful, so what's that, Balmoral?
Mm-hmm.
All the way to the edge of the city, there were no breweries at all. So, you know, I think Half Acre and Spiteful were 3.5 miles from us. And Peckish Pig is like at the corner.
Okay.
But we were like, but going to the corner and leaving the city, we don't like that feeling because you can feel yourself leaving the city even though it's closer. So we always said our closest brewery was half acre.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay. But now it's not. Now it's an actual Rogers Park Brewery we can walk to. So
nice. So how close is that to, can you do Package Pig and Howard? Like in the
yeah,
the,
you could. Okay. You could. I'd say about 5 blocks.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
And then Sketchbook is really not that far.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up Sketchbook because they have a pale ale called Rogers Proud. And they said Sketchbook's been in, and Sketchbook has a one-barrel system somewhere. Oh, shit, I'm guessing that's in Evanston. And Sketchbook's going to help them contract brew the Rogers Proud Pale Ale so that they can have it on draft at all the bars in Rogers Park. So they've been going to...
From Howard?
Yes. Oh. So Howard Street Brewing can get on more bars because it's a one-barrel system.
Hey, that's... okay.
They're going to contract brew at Sketchbook to get their beer on draft all throughout the neighborhood.
I love the full circle of the contract, like, brewing thing, because knowing that Sketchbook was like, yeah, we're going into Skokie because we're contract brewing at Great Central. That's a pain in our ass.
Yeah.
We want to own this. Now we're going to contract someone else's beer.
Yeah. I guess they're bros with, right? Like, you know, it's like, hey, we'll do that for you. So that was cool. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Sketchbook. I almost forgot that part.
Okay. Yeah, we got to get over to Sketchbook, talk to our buddy Sean Curry. He hasn't fact-checked us in a while, so I feel like that's a plus for us.
Yeah. But
we got to get over there and chat and, you know, just see what's up, see the new space some more, even though we both have been there in Skokie.
Yeah. But cheers to them, man, because they got a collab with the Black Beer Baron on. And the name of it escapes me, but I know the can looked really cool. Okay. So, cheers to the Sketchbook and Black Beer Baron. I'm curious to try.
Where's our collaboration with them?
I mean, Sketchbook's way closer than fucking Black Lung or Image, yeah, or you know, these other places, man.
Yeah, Black Lung said they would do our Black IPA.
I like Black Lung, you know, and I love their music scene. You know, I really like their lager, but then we got to go to Black Lung.
That's the yeah.
Whatever it takes.
You like to drive all over this state, so you can drive this time. I'll eat my Jamaican cookie and.
and appreciate we were talking about cars, man. It's like yeah. So me and Brad like to drive the same type of car, apparently.
But yeah, so yeah, next time, you can drive out there since you're. Accustomed to driving so much around the city.
We'll see, man.
I'm gonna end up driving out there again. All right, that's fine. So you did that. Anything else?
Cheers to Aris. Popped in there for a bit. You know what I got when I went to? You know, it's my first time going inside of Aris and like sitting at the bar and fucking having food and fucking beer.
Yeah, the bar's not, I feel like I like it. There's so much I like about Aris, and there's like little things I don't. Like, but I'll let you tell your like.
Yo, this lady I was sitting next to said, you know, I've been down the second floor because they did. Well, you were there.
Yeah,
we did the thing. The
Friday night flights.
Yeah, yeah, on the second floor, and I was telling the bartender that, and they were like, "This place actually has 5 floors."
Damn, okay.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
And a rooftop.
Okay.
So I'm kind of curious about if they get that together. It's a really massive space. It was an old. I don't know, a mosque maybe, or like a Korean Jewish, church.
I thought it was a Jewish temple.
It was some kind of house Jewish worship.
Community center.
Yeah. Something, yeah. We got that all wrong. We said Jewish mosque, Korean church. That's a Korean Jewish mosque church.
Yeah.
Of Latter-day Saints. No, we have no fucking idea. There's something religious, though, that went on in that joint.
I feel the presence. I feel the Holy Spirit when I go in there. It courses through me.
Man, they got a trophy case, man, Brad. I counted like 7 or so, 8 fucking trophies and, you know, like medals.
That they got or that they bought at Goodwill?
No, man. Fucking Beer and Barbecue Challenge, GABF, Brewpub Shootout. You know, these kind of trophies, man. You know, so that was pretty impressive.
Did you get the burger?
I did not get the burger. I got a salad. I was, you know, thought I was being healthy.
What are you, Brad, going to Corridor and getting a salad?
I got the salad and an upside down, the anniversary, pineapple upside down cider.
Okay.
What's that called?
Did they actually have beer on?
I can't read that stupid font. But it's their, like, anniversary cider.
Did they have their own beer on? Because last time I was there, they were like, we're out of our beer.
No, I got the pineapple upside down cider.
So you didn't even see
it. I didn't even see any beer.
Right? Like, no. What are they doing? Do they not have? Do they not brew anymore?
That's wild. So it's just it's just Heiress Cider House. Then if they're not brewing beer, right?
I don't know what's happening. Maybe they got that one barrel and they're going through it real fast.
Very very busy situation on the outside. Outside, okay. Really nice, full. Inside, way chiller, way more chill.
Okay. Yeah, my complaint last time was that, one, there was no beer, and I felt like they haven't re-expanded their menu since COVID. Like, they pared it down to, like, just the essentials. And so I've gone there a couple of times. I'm like, man, I've had everything. Or, like, there's not a different thing on here I want, so it hasn't made me want to go back.
Interesting.
Although I like the burger.
Yeah.
I like the cauliflower wings.
I think as far as vegan options go, I think it's one of the better vegan option brew pubs you have in the city.
Okay.
I like all those things, you know, the non-meat items. Your cheese curds, your cauliflower, like you said, salads, all that stuff's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Any other stops for you?
Man, that was it for me, man. You know, so.
Okay. I didn't make it to any breweries, but I did make it to Mayfest.
Right on. I saw this Square. On Western. I saw this. I wondered what it was. I saw the band setting up and, you know, all the
traffic. Yeah, so Mayfest and Oktoberfest happen in Lincoln Square. They are literally the exact same festival. I don't necessarily know what the difference is to them. I know what the difference is on, like, the actual festival kind of thing. But
yeah, because I think... Well, May Bach is typically a spring beer.
Right.
Yeah, like welcoming spring.
Right, yeah. And then the October ones are like harvest ale kind of things. I get that, but the event in Lincoln Square, it is the same thing either time.
Okay.
You can wear your lederhosen. I mean, I didn't wear my lederhosen because I got there and I totally forgot. I had lederhosen. I should have wore it.
Yeah, why didn't you wear your lederhosen? Weren't you like a zombie? What were you?
Yeah.
I feel like you were like a zombie.
I think I was going to be a zombie Oktoberfest person.
Right.
And then I didn't put the makeup on because I was like, I'll just be Oktoberfest person.
Okay.
So I have the stuff. So I will have to wear it for Oktoberfest, but. I've totally blanked because in my mind I didn't think Mayfest lederhosen.
I didn't think so either until the Beguile dovetail thing.
The Mayfestiversary.
Mayfestiversary. One of the guys was in.
Like I've also said, Beguile's Mayfestiversary and their Oktoberfest party are the same party.
Same party. Two. I mean, you know, it makes sense.
Slightly different beers, but the same.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Mm. Proper glassware, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So, Mayfest in Lincoln Square. You do tickets for your beer. You could do big pours or little pours. You can also bring your own steins. I didn't bring my... Like, you can bring your own, like, legit German steins if you want. I ended up just getting a little stein. And back in the day, I remember them having more options. Like they had this last weekend, they had Hofbräu and PBR.
Huh.
I remember them having Hofbräu, another German beer, PBR, and then like Bud Light or something other macro beer.
Yeah.
So the fact that they only had two options this time was sort of surprising. Like it's you either, because they still listed it as import and domestic, like that's what it was listed at, and I was like, why don't you just call it Hofbräu and PBR on your price? But that's because they used to have more. So that was weird. I went with the Hofbräu first and then finished it off with a PBR because I didn't want to buy more tickets.
I'm trying to think about Hofbräu and if it's something I've had.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Yeah.
But you know, Mayfest or Oktoberfest in Lincoln Square. It's a good time. They have bands playing. Lots of people just hanging out. You can get sausages and pretzels.
The sausage. You ride your bike to this thing?
I did.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, nice ride. And yeah, just had a couple little steins and went on my way. It was a beautiful day, just hanging out outside.
Yeah, it's block party season, man. You know, that sounds more chill than fucking
do division.
Yeah, do division spread out into the neighborhoods, which maybe it did before, but it used to just be on division.
Yeah,
but now it's like on the whatever the side street is, west of Damon on division, whatever that side street is, the next street is like a kid zone.
Oh.
Fashion show and a kid zone that stretches like two blocks into the neighborhood, which was kind of impressive because now you know where all the kids are, so you're not running into a bunch of kids on the main strip. So I dug that part.
Okay.
Almost went into the old small bar, which is I think like the Indian joint
the
now,
Indian
right?
Spot, yeah.
Yeah. Queen Mary is over there. Mm-hmm. I think Queen Mary, she owns that building, right?
Yeah.
And then they got the cool Three Floyds, you know, like the old style swinging sign you see around town. They had the Three Floyds version of that.
Great cocktails at Queen Mary.
At Queen Mary? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to know. I haven't been to there. I haven't been to either. I haven't been to Pub Royale or Queen Mary.
The last time I was at Pub Royale was when we moved out of the neighborhood over there. And I felt like Pub Royale, pre-COVID, looked more interesting. And now it looks like small bar. It's kind of, it's weird. Just, I think, maybe how they laid out the tables or something or had to change things up.
I was trying to explain small bar to you know, somebody at the party, and I was like, well, shit, I think, you know, to put it plain, it was like kind of a small bar. It was kind of a hop, I was gonna say Hop Butcher, Hop Leaf-esque bar. It's like, you know, craft bar or a map room-esque bar, where it wasn't on the same tier as those places, but it was kind of, you know, craft spots were kind of sprinkled throughout the city.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of places to get a lot of craft beer, and that was a craft beer destination, and then the fact that they had soccer, it brought in like two groups of people there.
Yeah.
And then but there were now, three. You can't open up just a craft beer bar and expect people to show up.
Yeah.
That's every bar.
Yeah. And this was before it was normal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what made small bar special. And there were three of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mayfest, but this weekend, I am most excited for Midsummerfest in Andersonville.
Oh, man. You know, Brad's all about these Mayfest, Midsummerfest.
Yeah. But this Andersonville one is my favorite. I've been kicked out once.
Oh, have you now?
It's real hard to get kicked out of a street festival, but I've done it. And they serve Glug slushies.
You know,
Simon's serves Glug slushies. Not even Midsummerfest. You have to go to Simon's and get it.
I didn't know what the Glug slushie was until you told me about it, I think. And then I had one, and then I had another, and then I never forgot what that was about when I had two.
Did you have three?
I did not have three.
Good.
Two was it.
One is a good time. Two, you're ready to party. Three, you are getting kicked out of Mayfest. That's how I try to fall in that 1.5, two zone.
Because, you know, the Glug wine on its own is fine, right? You can get that at, the thing, the Chris Kindle Market downtown.
Right, and then Simon's does it.
And you can get them at Simon's, too.
They do it. They usually tap it around Thanksgiving. That's fine. I usually try to, like, stick to two of those, but it's way smaller. And you don't have the heat of the summer kind of like adding to the drunkenness that happens, like something with heat and, I don't know, frozen drinks just makes your brain crazy.
The Glug slushy is its own beast.
Yeah.
For sure. Whole different ballgame from the Glug
and
wine.
I think, I have not seen this, but someone has mentioned this because I haven't been to Midsummerfest in a while, that I think they do the white Glug slushies now too.
Really? I guess that's white wine?
Yeah, there's a white wine version and the normal red wine Glug, but I believe there's a white Glug slushy that happens now.
Okay.
So, you know, I might have to do both for the research.
I mean, you gotta get to the bottom of this, you know. Probably looks cool in a cup too.
But the problem would be if you do both, then you're like, well, the red was better, I gotta have another one of those. And then you're three. You can't do it. You need to go with. I guess you need to go with someone, and you both get one of each, and then you can decide after that.
Midsummerfest is So it's kind of Andersonville block party. Andersonville, more than any other neighborhood, is probably like small town USA, like Main Street. I think about that strip of Clark, and it feels like Main Street, right? Main Street and a small town.
Yeah, like I would include like Midsummer Fest is going to start after Foster there, so it's going to happen after Hopleaf,
yeah,
right, kind of where Simons is, and go
Acre and
all the way past the, is it a Jewel now, or maybe a Mariano's, or
and
whatever.
There's a fucking Parsons up there now, too.
Right, so it's going to run most of that way.
Oh, that'll be a good hang, man. Yeah. What's the weather going to be, man? That'll be nice.
You should roll out.
You know, get that bicycle in 74.
That's great, glug celestial weather.
Man. I think you just sold me, bud.
I'm sure there'll be other beer sponsors there as well. I think the liquor store, there is a liquor store in there, and sometimes some of these festivals, like, the rules have gotten very weird. Like, some of the bars will, like, give you plastic cups. Like, you can go into the bars and take them out.
Yeah.
Some neighborhoods don't let that happen. It's kind of, I feel like, a gray area that happens. But I think Andersonville, a lot of the bars will just be like, here's a plastic cup. Same with Dew Division might not have done that, but the one that happens on Milwaukee, they were doing plastic cups, like, when the tap, not the one with the digital beer boards.
Tapster?
Tap, it is called, it wasn't called.
Oh, no, you're talking about Lynx.
Lynx. They just, you could go in there and get like, let me get a hazy pitch to go. And you could just grab it and go out.
Speaking of plastic cups, I went to Ravinia this weekend. And I sat on the roof. Because, you know, I found the, remember we went for the launch and they gave us the little coin for the free beer?
Yeah.
I found that because, you know.
Did it work?
It worked.
Huh.
So I had that. I sat on the patio.
I think I have a sketchbook coin too.
But I didn't get a cup. I didn't get a glass. I saw other people with glasses. I think they may have run out of glasses. There were cups and glasses at different tables. There was no flow. It wasn't all cups or all glass. It was like a mix.
Okay.
So I got a cup, and I'm just like, I can't take. I can't fucking take this pick.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're talking about plastic cups, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Street Fest season in Chicago is a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I got coming up this weekend. I also know this weekend, this episode's going to come out after this, but Solemn Oath Day is right happening.
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. I think they said they are going to have 25 different beers on.
Okay.
Or available, and that doesn't even include City Water stuff.
Is this here, or is it out in Naperville?
Naperville.
Okay. So they got way more space to party out there.
Yeah.
And plus, that's the OG spot. Okay. That's cool. Good for them.
Mm-hmm. So that's happening. What else is going down?
Oh, we talked about coming up next month. We talked about Freedom Fest. Talking about beer festivals. Freedom Fest is the Revolution's new fest. So this is a 2-day affair. This will be on July 9th.
Is it just so around 4th of July?
This is a 2-session, 1-day affair is what I meant to say. Sorry.
It's a Freedom Session, 2-session. So it's a Freedom Fest about the session, Freedom Sessions, that's also 2 sessions?
It's a 2-session Freedom Fest,
Session,
Brad.
Freedom Session Fest.
You know, $40 ticket.
Okay.
There will be a whopping 15 Freedom variants, 10 of which are especially crafted for this festival.
All right, so we're drinking out of our Freedom Session Sours.
These are really some of my favorite cups.
Yeah.
I enjoy these cups a lot.
And Nick brought this up that there was how many? 20? No, 15.
There's 15. And 15. 10 of them are just for this party.
10 of them new. And I wanted to see if I could guess.
Right.
Or do I guess?
Because we know the 5, right? Well, do we?
Do we know the
5?
We
had the mix. We had the mixed 12-pack, right?
There's a blueberry, right? A berry? There's a berry. No?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I have no fucking idea. I think strawberry is definitely one.
Okay.
Lemonade is probably the best one.
Okay, yeah.
But the mixed Freedom Pack. But I think what we want you to do is guess.
The new
guess
one?
Yeah, guess at least 2 of the 10 variants that'll be on.
Is there a cranberry?
No.
Damn. Is there a tangerine? Or an orange?
No. There's no tangerine orange. But you know what? I'm going to go because I only see...
Mango. There's a mango.
I only see three of them right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to go.
It doesn't even have a full list.
Right. Because the invite said, well, this is an example.
Is there a pawpaw?
Oh, man. That's a good guess. That's a very good guess. Freedom Fest. Give me the... Talk to me. Talk to me about the full lineup. The full lineup. That's what
I feel like that's bad that we can't even remember the original five.
So in, of the 10, they list 1, 2, 3. That's not cool.
Oh, so that's almost like a surprise.
Yeah.
I feel like a mango has to exist. Maybe a kiwi.
Yeah.
I don't even know where else you would go. There's some sort of citrus if it's tangerine or orange.
I think you're on something with the pawpaw. But I'll tell you the ones that they tease you with. 10 just for this fest, including Freedom Limeade, Freedom Strawberry Lemonade, Malort Barrel Age, Freedom Lemonade. Those are the ones they tease you with.
Oh, so is there 10 just going to be like our Freedom Lemonade, but in a different barrel?
Oh, it's like a riff on the original.
Yeah, here's the one in Whiskey Hill barrels, or here's the one in Whistle Pig barrels. It's like, I don't need a barrel-aged Freedom Sour.
Yeah, I hear you. I'd rather there just be different.
Give me different flavors.
Yeah, so I'm just looking up the Freedom of Expression
series. We know series. Strawberry Lemon, isn't that the 312 flavors too?
I mean, because, you know.
Rather, like.
All right, so Freedom of Expression, Strawberry Rhubarb is one.
Mm-hmm.
Why are these so fucking hard to find?
Should have done this in the pre-show.
Yeah. What, Freedom mixed pack, Rev.
Strawberry Rhubarb, I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot about Strawberry Rhubarb. Okay, Freedom Variety Pack, let's go. Freedom of Speech, that's the peach one. Freedom of Press, Black Currant. Strawberry Rhubarb, we talked about that. And then Freedom of Assembly, that's the blueberry and natural ginger extract one.
Okay.
And that's your Freedom Session Sour.
And then
series.
We know there's the Freedom of Lemonade.
I think it's called Lemonade. Yeah, is it called Freedom of Lemonade?
I don't know.
The Freedom of Lemonade.
What? So, yeah, I feel like...
Treat is lemonade.
Kiwi. I feel like there has to be a mango.
I think...
A mango.
You know,
a mango is, like, such an easy thing. Like, you put mango in there.
Mango.
Pineapple? Like
mango,
beechwood,
mango and pina.
The beechwood pineapple from Temperance. Beechwood pineapple. Beechwood blonde. That has pineapple in it. So you do a Freedom Sour pineapple? Yeah.
That's money. That sounds delicious, actually. I thought you had some with the pawpaw because Apologue, that's a local liqueur company.
Okay.
And they do a pawpaw liqueur, which is fucking lights out. And then I've had a Goose Clybourne beer that had pawpaw in it.
I don't even know how you get pawpaw. This is like a Michigan, Illinois fruit. Right, I've never even seen it.
I haven't either. I've only had booze beverages with
this
it
this is like
in there.
The urban legend I that...
Mean, no one has ever said, hey, would you like to try this pawpaw?
Here's the pawpaw.
It's the actual pawpaw.
What does it look like? Is it spiky? Is it fuzzy? Is it have a skin?
No one
does is it shaped like a banana?
Nobody fucking knows. And the thing, what they say, they all say the same thing about the pawpaw is that it's sensitive, so like you got to like use it right away.
Yeah, talk nice.
And then, like, you can't keep it, right? Like, just go bad really fast. So they, you got to get them and then immediately fucking use them for your thing. But I thought you were onto something with the pawpaw. I think that's a good guess. Because that would be cool if there was an actual pawpaw Freedom.
And then, I don't know. I guess you could do, like, a weird, like a kale, what? Like, cayenne one. Like,
oh,
a,
like some fucking tree.
Like
hugger.
A green juice kind of Freedom Sour. Oh, no. We're talking about that one. But, okay, that's a lot of Freedom. I'm interested to see what the lineup is, but I feel like we may be roped into just, like, this is Strawberry Rhubarb in Malort barrels. This is Strawberry Rhubarb in Whiskey Pig barrels.
I'm very curious. Run the Jewels is in Wisconsin that day.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm very curious about this party, though.
Run the Jewels or the Freedom Party?
No, I'm very curious about the Freedom Party. But it's on the same day as Run the Jewels, though.
And you're going to that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So I'll have to go scope this out.
You got to hold down the fort, man.
Okay, like, I guess I'll celebrate freedom. Damn, okay. Interesting. interesting. I'm curious to know the flavors, but I do feel like it's going to be a ruse.
Yeah, I you know. We'll see.
Because if you came up with other good variants, if it's pawpaw, if it's kiwi something, you would just release them. Why would you?
Yeah, if you're Rev, now I'm going back to the mix pack. If you're Rev, you know, they got a mix pack of four, and the ones they tease you with are all riffs on lemonade, except for the Freedom Limeade. The other ones were just different variants of lemonade. So if you're them, you might just riff off of these existing
ones. Because you want to bring everyone back to the core.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like, here's kiwi. It's the best one we've ever made. Uh-huh. Why can't I get this one?
Yeah. So if you're them, right, that's probably what you do.
But I do think they need to do a City Water did this with their like second mix pack of flavors. So I'm sure Rev needs to do a like 2020 lineup. Like, oh, this was the original. Here's the like wave two that we call, I don't know, citrus freedoms or something like that.
Yeah, I think it'd be good. I like the price point of $40. I like the two sessions, and the fact that's in the middle of the summer, and this gets us closer to our dream festival of kettle sour, seltzer, cider festival. That's the dream fest. I think that is where you want to be in the middle of summer.
Oh, okay.
This is close to that.
In general, I was like,
not in general, but you know, like a nice summer fest.
Okay,
that'd be a nice. That'd be a nice
on
summer.
A boat.
Yeah, exactly on a boat or on the lakefront. But this gets you close to that. Just a Freedom Sour Fest at Rev.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's nice that you fuck around and try some VSOR.
I'm sure they'd have it, yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Okay. So that's July 9th, right?
July 9th, yeah. That's right, dead summer, peak summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's nice, just a month away from that now.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah,
man,
cool.
It's going to suck. The older you get, man, this shit goes by so fast. It's already June.
Yeah, someone mentioned, it might have been you or someone else, was like, oh, my kids are out of school. I was like, what? School? Wait, school's out? Like, when? I was like, when did school start? All these kids in school all the time. I got to work all the time. You got kids, got to be in school all the time.
Got to get this kid in the summer program, man. What's this kid going to do? Look up, this kid will be at fucking Freedom Fest. You're like, wait a second.
All right. Anything else happening or going on that we should mention?
Man, I think that's it, Brad.
Oh, cool. Then I think that's going to do it for this episode, our Heezy Pitch Freedom episode here. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram, website chicagobeerpass.com. Episodes are there. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.